Philippians chapter number 1, starting at verse number 27, reading down to the end of the chapter. Appreciate the Spirit of the Lord. Appreciate the day God has given to us, don't you? Amen. Been a wonderful day. Amen. We've been blessed, enriched. Amen. Thrilled in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's been a wonderful, wonderful day. And I trust the Lord will meet us here in the next few moments and speak to us. Philippians 1 and 27, if you have it, say amen. If you brought your Bible, say amen.
Amen.
Good, good. Even if you're reading your Bible through this year like we, on the same schedule that we are, you know you're into the book of Exodus and well into the book of Matthew and read a lot of the Psalms and a lot of the Proverbs, and you've been enriched this year, and you've been blessed. By reading the Bible through, let me encourage you. It's not too late to start. I encourage you to do that, admonish you to do that. You're going to be blessed for it. When you build a foundation of standing on the Word of the Lord, you'll be able to stand whatever comes your way, opinions and trials, doubt, anything. Amen. You can stand on the Word of the Lord. In Philippians 1 and 27 tonight, the Word of the Lord says, "Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which ye saw in me, and now here to be in me." Just let me highlight a few things tonight, and if the Lord will help me, I want to tie them together. Verse number 27 says, and addresses our conversation, our conduct, how we should live our lives. He says that we should be standing in one spirit, one mind, one spirit and one mind. Verse number 28 says that we should in nothing be terrified. And also verse number 28 says, there's coming a day when our salvation will be complete. Amen. I want you to take a couple of seconds just to look around this building tonight, those that are standing close by you and maybe some that are standing in the back on the far side. I want you to get a good look at who's in the sanctuary tonight. Because these are the people that are helping you fight your battles and win your battles. I want to preach to you tonight about we're in this together. We are in this together. So now take another look, because that's who's on your team. Do you like your team? Do you feel like they're strong enough to help you win the battle? All right, now you've been looking around. Now what about looking in you? Now are you helping the team out? We're in this together. If you believe we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, say amen. 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 May the Lord bless you as you're seated tonight. We're in this together. It'd be wonderful, no matter, even if we had to do it alone, it'd be wonderful to be saved regardless if we had to go it alone. And we had to serve God from our homes and go to heaven that way, it'd still be wonderful. But isn't it so much better having a church family? Isn't it so much better being able to come together and assemble ourselves together and to feel comfort from brothers and sisters, not only in times of affliction, but in times of revival? Every Sunday, looking forward to being together, to worshiping the Lord and magnifying the Lord, we are on the same team. We're fighting one enemy. We are fighting the devil. We're not fighting each other. We're not fighting another church. We're not fighting another denomination. We're fighting the devil. Now, it's the devil's business to always get us trying to fight and fuss at something besides him. But really tonight, we're in this thing together to destroy the devil and defeat the works of darkness. You believe that? Say amen. But a lot of times when we come to church, we're there to see what the church can do for us. We're there to see how the church can lift us up. We're there to see how the church can bless us and how the church can make our life better. But in all reality tonight, you are an integral part of a community. You're part of this community. You're part of this church. And so you're an important part of this church because you help make up the team. You help make up the team that's going to win the battle. You're relevant. You're important tonight. If not, you'd not be here. You'd not be part of this team. But God selected you to be part of our team because we need you. Now, I don't know if you're the little pinky. I don't know if you're the left hand. Maybe you're the right knee. I don't know what part of the body of Christ in this assembly you are, but you are a relative. Now, you may think you're the head. Maybe you're supposed to tell us all what to do. Maybe that's your gift. You're God's gift to our church. And thank you. Maybe that's it. But nonetheless, you are a very important part of what's going on. And so Paul addresses the fact that there is a community of Christians, that we are to be together in one spirit, that we're to be in one mind and in one spirit. Notice what he says, that we're striving together, that we're working together, that we have blended together, that we have set on an agenda, that we have come together on a common goal and a common purpose. And this is what it is. It is for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That it's not self-exaltation, that it's not self-fulfillment or self-gratification, but it is for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That we're to be in one spirit and in one mind. Amen. I think it's relevant to say again, when Acts was experienced, the explosion and the church was born, they were in one mind and in one accord. And how many believe if we stay in one mind and one accord, that the Holy Ghost will continue to move in our assembly? He will move in our hearts. He will move within our homes. He will move within our lives. But he cannot move if there's friction and division and when there is a lack of understanding of our common goals. And so Paul addresses the fact that we're a community of believers, that we are to be in one spirit and in one mind. Let that mind be in you, which was first in Christ Jesus. I would to God tonight that we make sure that we're in one mind and that we're in one spirit. He addresses our conversation as well, our conduct. Not just what we say, but conversation in the original language has the idea of our entire being. It is our conduct. It's every aspect of our life. So he takes a closer look at the community and says, here's the conduct of those people in the community. He says that they are only living and acting in such a way that becomes the gospel of Jesus Christ. In other words, they're saved. I'm glad to be saved tonight, aren't you? Amen. They're sanctified. How many sanctified people? Amen. How many believe in sanctification? That's a bygone word in the church world. But if we're becoming the gospel of Jesus Christ, I believe we're still a sanctified people, that we're set apart from this world, that we are sanctified according to the word and the will of God. So we're sanctified, but then also I believe we ought to be spirit filled. Hallelujah. Thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost that resides in our heart. And so he says, here's the community and here's how we should be living. So we're probably in agreement with all about that. But he changes gears into the next verse and then he starts talking about adversaries. Anybody had any battles lately? That's the wonderful thing about having a church family. You don't have to fight the battles alone. You can if you want to. Some people choose to. Some people choose that when they get in the midst of a battle and they get discouraged, what's the first thing they do? They quit coming to church. They lay out of church when at all times, if at any time you're ever going to come to church, when you're in the midst of a battle, when you're in the midst of affliction and you feel discouragement starting to build up in your life, that is when you certainly should find your way to the house of the Lord, because God has ordained it that we are a community of believers, and that in nothing we're going to be terrified. In nothing, not in anything. Nothing should terrify the child of God. No adversary should cause alarm in our life. No adversary should cause us to get to the point to where we say, I don't know if I can make it or not. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this or not. Or fear become part of our life. Amen. What did Paul tell Timothy? God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. How many feel that tonight? But of power. Amen. I believe that tonight. Not about us, but in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Here's one thing we've got to come to the understanding. We're going to have adversaries in this world. We're going to have some conflicts in this world. There's going to be some tests and there's going to be some trials. That doesn't mean we're out of the will of God. It may very well mean that we are in the will of God. And it doesn't mean we should lose the joy of the Lord, but rather we should fight in the joy of the Lord. And I'd like to preach tonight about the fact that we are in this together. And this idea in the original language says that we are striving together. Later on in this same verse, he said that we are striving together. Now, a lot of times people are striving, but they're striving against each other. But notice what he said. I'm going to use you again. I love picking on you, man. He said, we're striving together. In the original language, it has the idea of being side by side, that we are striving together. It's the devil's business to try to get us to fight and to fuss against each other. A lot of people are always distracted and they're striving against each other, but I can't go anywhere forward when I'm always fussing and fighting with somebody else, my neighbor, my past, my failures, what I don't like, what I think God should have done. That's not what God intended for us to do. But he said that we're striving together for the gospel, that when we have a common goal, that when it's the furtherance of the gospel, that we've come to a common understanding, that we're in one mind, we're of one spirit, and I'm not a step ahead and I'm not a step behind, but every step that we take, we're lockstep together. Oh, that's what happened in the book of Acts when the church exploded. Amen. They were in unity of the Holy Ghost. That's what Paul told the Ephesians, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, not a spirit of unity, but unity of the Spirit. That when God says step right, we step forward. When God says take a step, we step. When God says stand still, we stand still. When God says lift up holy hands, we lift up holy hands. When God says don't move, we don't move. But when God says take two steps, we take two more steps. And when I'm in the midst of a battle and an affliction, and I seek to get alarmed because of all of the adversaries that I'm up against, I can look around at my brothers and I can look around at the army of God, and I don't have to be discouraged because I'm not in this thing alone. He said, strive together for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Would it do anybody any good tonight? Amen. Just to look up and down the combat line and to see you're not alone, but there's some brothers and sisters that are paying the price, that are fighting the fight, that they've not laid down the arms, that they've not waved a white flag of retreat, but here we are on Sunday night and we're striving. I said we're working, we're laboring. The devil is a liar. If he could have already stopped us, he would have. If he could have put out the lights, he would have. If he could have locked the doors and put us out of business, he would have. But here we are tonight, assembled together. I said we're in this thing together. You're not
alone, brother. You're not alone, sister. I said there's a host of believers, and we're fighting, and we're laboring, and we're not going to quit, and we're not going to surrender, and we're not going to lay down, and we're not going to get tired, and we're not going to backslide until the battle is over. We're in this thing together, striving side by side. Is that how we are? Is that how you feel tonight? You feel somebody? Hey, man, take my place right there for a second. Let's talk about Nehemiah a little bit. Nehemiah said, we got to fight together, but it wasn't really side by side. Over in Nehemiah's day, what was it? You work for a while, and I'm going to get you back. And then when you get tired, I'm going to give you a rest, and I'm going to crawl up on the wall, and I'm going to bring out my trowel, and I'm going to work for a while. They wasn't working back side by side, but Nehemiah was working back to back. I got your back. I've got you covered. Amen. The enemy's not going to sneak up on you. I've got you covered. I'm working and I'm laboring, but he's got my back. Oh, Sanballat and Tobias, look out. You'd love to thrust that spear in my back, but my brother's got me covered. I'm telling you, friend, it's important to be part of a church, because you can't always see how the devil's coming up in the back, but you might have a brother or sister that comes right up and says, hey, I'm praying for you. Hey, you were on my mind this week. Hey, I went to prayer for you. I had a burden for you. I'm telling you, the devil can't stop the church of Jesus Christ when we fight side by side, and when we fight back to back. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm not talking about, well, I'm mad at him. We're fussing like two little children. I'm not talking about that kind of back to back. I'm telling you, I got you covered. I'm going to fight for you. I'll bleed for you. Amen. I'll take a bullet for you. Isn't that the kind of a team? Isn't that kind of a combat you want? Isn't that kind of a comrade you want? Amen. Oh, tonight, how many believe that's part of the church of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. He's got us covered. Hallelujah. Zach, you want to take my place real quick? And you just kind of back to back. There's a prophet in the Old Testament, Brother Otis, that said, make a chain. Here's how you defeat the enemy. Make a chain. So come on up here. Let's do it. Sometimes you're fighting back to back. Sometimes you fight side by side. Then the prophet said, we got to link arms. Now they look strong right there, just side by side. Don't link arms, just side by side. Mess my illustration up. You're just striving together. But I'm telling you, they're strong. But when we start linking up, oh, when we start getting together, when we start really leaking up, all by himself, one can slay how many? 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 But when we link up and when we get together, how many can two slay? Oh, you don't know your Bible. Somebody said 2,000. Somebody said 5,000. Your Bible says 10,000. Now that math don't work. Now if I can do 1,000 by myself and he can do 1,000 by himself, it don't make much sense to be able to do 10,000 among us, except, but what is the scientific term, synergy? Maybe we'll call it anointing in the spirit world. When you get together with somebody with a common goal, when you get to praying with somebody that's believing God like you're believing, instead of standing alone and trying to slay 1,000, what are you going to do if there's 2,000? You're not going to make it. What if there's 5,000? You're not going to make it. You better hook up with somebody and say, let's get together on this thing. Amen. Let's get together. Let's be unified. Isn't it high time the church of Jesus Christ is more unified? We're on the brink of the coming of the Lord. I said, Jesus is coming soon. Family to win, a work to do for Jesus. Amen. Let's get together on this thing. Let's look the devil in the eye and say, you're a liar. You're defeated. We're going to work back to back. We're going to work side side to side. We're going to leak up in the anointing of the Holy Ghost and say, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. How many willing? I want to come late and leave early. Well, you're not going to hook up with anybody then. I don't want anybody to bother me, and I won't bother anybody else. That's all right. That's your attitude. Go on over there. That's it. Slay your 1,000. But when you hear somebody else is slaying 10,000, when you hear somebody else, God is blessing more than you, don't sit down and pout. Don't say nobody loves you. Don't say the church doesn't care about you. I'm telling you, friend, God has ordained it that we are in this thing together. And I would the Spirit of God. Amen. There's one more I'd like to talk about. Amen. The Bible says that how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? And sometimes you got to walk hand in hand. Amen. As a family. Amen. Oh, tonight, what would God do if every husband and wife got together and started walking in agreement and say, I walked in agreement over our marriage. I'm walking in agreement over our finances. I'm walking in agreement over our children. I'm walking in agreement that God send revival to our home. I'm walking in agreement for my parents and my lost loved ones. Hallelujah, the devil is trying to divide homes. But hear us tonight as we walk together hand in hand and side to side and back to back. I said we're in this thing together. And good news, the church is not going down. The church is not going out of business. But the church of Jesus Christ is going up. I said we're headed up. That when the trumpet sounds, we're going to leave this world. No more sorrow, no more death, no more despair, no more heartache, no more pain, no more sorrow, no more backsliding, no more hurt, no more injury. I said we're leaving this world once and for all. We're in this. So I'd like for you to stand right now and take another look around this building. You're sizing up your team. You're sizing up your army. Do you like what you see? Now, if we held up a mirror, how many are you willing to fight side by side? How many are you willing to strive for the gospel of Jesus Christ? How many are you willing to go back to back and say, I've got you covered? Somebody tries to talk about one of your church members. Woo! If you let them talk about them, you're not fighting back to back. You're not fighting back to back. I got you covered. Hand in hand. How many couples tonight can say we're going to go hand in hand? We're going to go hand in hand. We're going to make a chain for Jesus Christ. We're going to link arms. And there's been some battles that I cannot win. There's been struggles that I can't seem to overcome because you've been trying to do it all alone. But one more time, I'm going to tell you, we're in this thing together. We are in this thing together. And when it's over, here's what's going to happen. He said, but unto you salvation. In nothing terrified, but in you, it's a token of your salvation. These were already saved people. What's he talking about? He's talking about that grand coronation. He's talking about that final day of salvation. I'm saved right now, but I'm still in this world. But there's coming a day when my salvation will be complete. There's coming a day when the clouds will roll back and I'm going to leave this world and my salvation will finally be complete. Until then, I'm going to fight. Until then, I'm going to leave her. Until then, I'm going to war. So tonight, we're in this thing together. So I'm going to, Brother Martin, that old chorus, or song, Hemp Pills, wasn't it? I'm in this church, this glorious church. I did not join. I was born. I had a new birth. So I'm going to give you about 5 minutes. I want you to go all over this building tonight. And I want you to tell everybody and anybody that you can, if you can look them in the eye and mean it. Now notice I disqualified that. Look them in the eye and mean it. And say, we're in this thing together. And if God puts it on your heart, tell him you're going to pray for him. If God puts it on your heart, tell him, God is telling me to pray for you. But I want you to tell as many people that you can, and you mean it, we're in this thing together. Amen. Would you do it? Let's sing it. I'm in this church, this glorious church.